My name is Andy Black. Thank you for choosing to listen to today's health update so the truth can set you free. This is the fastest 30 minutes on the radio covering health, freedoms, and faith. Remember, just because you see it on television doesn't mean it's true. Just because the news reports it doesn't mean it's true. The deep state's goal is to cause so much fear that we will gladly and without resistance give up our freedoms in the name of the common good. Beware, communism always stresses it's for the common good. 2024 is the year that we must be diligent, informed, active in our republic, and prepared to defend our nation and our freedoms. And that is why we recommend everyone listen to today's health update. Yes, we tell the truth about the health of our society, but we also tell the truth concerning the spiritual health of our nation, so you will know what is coming and how to respond. So now, listen to the fastest 30 minutes on the radio with Roy Williams. You will be glad you did.
Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Today's Health Update. Roy Williams here, the guru of good health, superintendent of supplementation, bringing you more truth. Only the truth will set you free, and only the truth will maintain your freedom. And we're in a fight in this country today, and I hope most of you are realizing that the truth is hard to come by. you know, they want us to believe everything the politicians say. They want us to believe everything the doctors say. They want us to believe everything the pharmaceutical companies tell us. Yet, more and more evidence is pouring out every day of how many thousands upon thousands of people have died from taking the jab. Over 2,000. I got word this morning there's now over 2,000 documented, listen to this, professional sports people, not just your high school, don't count high schools, don't count all the amateur, which is much greater than the professional. Over 2,000 professional people in all sorts of sports have fallen over dead or have some serious blood clots and malfunctions, and they now are admitting that it's due to the jab. So you can't always believe everything that the pharmaceutical industry says. As a matter of fact, I'm about to the point myself that if the pharmaceutical company recommends it or the medical doctors say it's best for you, it's probably right the opposite of that. But that's just my opinion. Remember, nothing that's said on this show is designed or is even insinuating that what we're talking about is designed to treat, prevent, cure, or any disease. That's not what we do. We actually believe that if you make the environment within your body stable, balanced, the way God intended it to be, we believe that your body will heal itself. And to help you understand more about that today, it's such a pleasure to have Bert Golding on the phone. Bert, good to have you back.
Oh, it's great to be on the show with you. We have some good discussions.
Yes, we do. I want to tell you a story, Bert, and we'll kind of launch from there today. A lady was talking about her mother, who had developed severe dementia. And I mean, to the point that she says, I walked in one day and my mom was standing there in like a daze. And I says, I went and finally talked to her. She wouldn't even look around. Says, I finally touched her on the shoulder and she looked around and says, I swear she looked at me like she had no clue who I was. And it just kept getting worse and worse. And finally she got in touch with this lady who had done a lot of research on Alzheimer's and dementia and what to do and how to make the environment within the body better for it. And she got to talking to the daughter, and the daughter says, she asked the daughter, how much water does she drink? She said, well, my mom says she drinks lots of water. And he says, I mean, this person that's training her says, but how do you know she is? Do you watch her? No. Do you offer her water? She says, yeah, but she don't ever take it. Come to find out, the lady had not drank any water in 2 days solid. None. And this is when she went into this one of these deep, absent of the mind things, that just kind of how she described it. So the lady that was instructing her says, listen, let's put a little Himalayan salt in some water, and let's just get her to take a sip, a mouthful every 10 minutes. She started doing that, and they said within 24 hours, her memory was coming back, and in 48 hours, she was in one of the nursing homes there and was talking and cutting up with the people, calling them by name. She says, I looked at a friend of mine and says, I've got my mother back. It was water. It was dehydration. Now, I set this up today this way because one of the things that Bert has taught all of us, those of you that listen to this show on a regular basis, and if you're new, thank you for choosing to listen, and you're going to learn so much. But, you know, water, Bert, you always say water is so important, but I tell people that one of the things you've helped me do is make what we call perfected water. And what does that mean? Well, just basic water out of a tap, I wouldn't drink that if I were y'all. It's got chlorine and possibly fluoride in it and all those other chemicals, no telling what's in there. I remember one show describing, Bert, that they could find toilet paper in the city drinking water. That's, you know, they're taking that water, that water out of the septic system and refining it, I guess, and putting it back in there. But we recommend people drink distilled water or purified water. And the reason is, I think you said distilled water is 99.9% pure water, and distilled is 99.9. And purified water slightly less than that?
Yes, yeah. It turns out that purified water is 99.99% pure. So it's four nines, 99.99. And it's 10 times more pure is distilled because it's five nines. It's 99.999%.
Wow.
So, yeah, and sometimes it's a lot purer than that. When we make all of our topical sprays, the Cell Power Topical and the Super Silica Topical, no matter what water purification system we had been using, we couldn't get it down. So now we have to, we purchase in great quantity a purified drinking water, which is one part per million total dissolved solids. Now that means that it's, seven nines. It's one part per million that is anything other than hydrogen and oxygen.
Wow.
So I just think we just don't think much about our water. H2O is just hydrogen and oxygen. Anything else that's mixed in with it is able to be tested with a total dissolved solids meter, a TDS meter. And so we do that on every batch. I don't know of anybody else with any natural cosmetics that even tries to get water that pure. You know, you can put all kinds of filters and purifying things on city water coming in, and you have it tested and maintained, you do everything else, but about the best you can get is seven parts per million. Well, that's those seven parts could be chlorine, fluorine. You know, you've got most of the garbage out of the water when you use regular commercial or industrial purification systems. But we're using one where they can get it all the way down to one part per million of anything in it that is not hydrogen and oxygen. That's really powerful.
That is powerful. And, you know, we're in such a polluted situation on Earth today that, I was watching a story on the news where all the way back to 1984, there was a city up north that everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, large numbers of people were coming down with illnesses, and it was just puzzling them, what is going on? And they found out that in 1984, that for like 6 years, one of the big chemical companies around there had been dropping 55-gallon barrels of chemicals into the river. It would sink it to the bottom, and then those barrels, of course, eventually rust and break, and all of that stuff was being released in there, and there was huge lawsuits. And you know what they were making was Teflon. That's the chemical, the Teflon that, you know, your cookware, some of your cookware is made from. All that stuff, you, ladies and gentlemen, that, by the way, I didn't know this till I was watching this special. That's a forever chemical put into the human body. What it means is it's, I forget how many chains it is, but it can't be broken down. It's permanent. So, you know, you're cooking on that Teflon and you're using really high temperatures, that's a sad situation, because it, and I've heard people tell me, well, I started cooking on it and it didn't take me long. I got sick every time I ate off of it. And I said, well, there you go. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's important to get good, clean water in your system. Now, how do you perfect it? My idea is that you're either using cell power at 4 drops for every 16 ounces, or you're using super silica at 12 drops for every 16 ounces. And I'm telling you, I have no issues. I'm well hydrated. I can't wait to go back to the, well, I can wait. I don't look forward to it, but I go back to the dentist. I want to hear, get that report you got about your teeth. How much harder the enamel was.
Yeah.
But so if you run into somebody that's facing dementia or Alzheimer's, what do you recommend they do?
Well, you know, that's quite a dramatic story from someone that you know personally about dementia starting to clear up with hydrating. So that's a big part of it. What people don't realize, because this certainly doesn't make any of the normal health or medical headlines on any of the websites or news channels or anything else, is that dehydration is now in the top 5 causes of death in the United States.
Wow.
And people will tell you the same thing. I know I've mentioned before on one of the shows we were doing together that my wife's mother came to live with us and same thing. We brought in water, and she says, "Oh yeah, I'm drinking water." And I said, "Well, no, your glass is still full." And she looks at it like, "Oh, okay." And I guess she thought she was drinking water.
Right.
So it finally got to the point. We brought it to her and said, "Well, here, have a sip right now." "Oh, I will in a minute, dear. I will in a minute." And so she hadn't been doing it, and it got to the point where I realized we're going to have to bring an in-home nurse into our home to do an IV and put the saline to get hydration going, you know, right through a needle in the arm. And before we could set that up, she got sick with a UTI, so urinary tract infection, went to the emergency room. The first thing they did is the doctor said, here, called in two nurses, and they put an IV needle in each arm. And then they hung the saline bags up there, and then he had the nurses go ahead and squeeze the bag to try to get the moisture, the water, the saline, which is very similar to what you were talking about with the good clean water with a little bit of the Himalayan salt. Right. So they were squeezing that, trying to get into her body just as quickly as they could. They just go, "Oh my goodness, her dehydration is causing more than just a UTI problem." And so about 3 days later, she passed away. And on the death certificate, they put 3 causes of death that are supposed to be a chain, saying that she died because her heart and lungs stopped, which was caused by a second thing, which was the source root was caused, the cause of death was dehydration.
Wow.
Which led to all the other failures. So, we need to do that. And now, since people get scared that somehow they're going to drink too much purified or distilled water, the only thing that I've been talking about with people for like the last 6 months is just saying, you know, don't worry about it. Just have 8 ounces of water every hour on the hour. So just a cup. So I know that with Cell Power, it says 4 drops of 16 ounces, but that works great for people that are, you know, active or athletes or decide that it's easy to drink 16 ounces. But for everybody else, I say, look, just put 2 drops of Cell Power or 6 drops of super silica in a cup, 8 ounces of water, and drink that every hour on the hour. Just set an alarm on your watch or on your phone, and have that. And if you do that for every hour that you're awake, you're going to get plenty of water. It's going to be coming in at such an even rate that it's more absorbable when you don't try to drink, you know, 64 ounces in 1 hour and then don't drink anything for another 8 hours. Does that make sense? Just steady going into the body.
Yeah. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Just a little along, y'all. You don't have to do everything all at one time. But, you know, Bert, I'm finding it that one of the things that happens to the elderly is they're basically just sitting. So they don't get thirsty. They're not perspiring. But just because you aren't thirsty don't mean you don't need water. You're still losing body fluids. And so, ladies and gentlemen, it's a good idea to kind of govern and make sure how much water they are consuming. And if you can make that water even better with the Super Silica or the Cell Power. Now, give some differences. What is Cell Power good for compared to Super Silica? They do different things. I know that.
Yeah, they both have a really high electrical potential. Distilled water is around 7,500 on the subtle energy scale. Super Silica, now as we're shipping it, which is double strength, is, instead of 8 months to make a batch of Super Silica, it takes a year and 8 months, but it's twice as strong, so it comes in at an average of 6.5 million. So that means it's almost 1,000 times more electrical potential than just distilled water on its own. So I love that phrase you used, Roy, which is perfected water. Thanks. And then with Cell Power has twice as much electrical potential. It can charge up your body and your cells twice as fast. It comes in at 13 million.
Wow.
So with Super Silica, it's great for anything that needs flexibility and strength in the body. So silica is something that you'd find in raw cabbage coleslaw, cooked brown rice, potato skins, lentils, a whole bunch of things that are just loaded with silica. But if you haven't been eating those things on a daily basis, like every day having at least one or two of those, the easiest way to get that into your body is the Super Silica, and it will help with everything that needs flexibility or strength. So everything from bones and teeth, which need to be flexible. If a person, an elderly person, falls down on the kitchen floor, happens, you know, all the time. And when that happens, if the bone is not flexible, if it's brittle because of a lack of silica, then they end up breaking the bone rather than just getting bruised. And so that's really serious when you fall and break a hip or, you know, a wrist or whatever else. So silica is excellent for hair, skin, and nails, for providing flexibility for veins and arteries, for intestines, for the brain. You know, if sometimes when a person's not thinking right, we say, oh, that person's such a hard head. They're not thinking right. It's like, yeah, they don't have the flexibility. They don't have the level of silica that they need to have. And the brain floats in brain fluid. It's in, cranial spinal fluid. And you've got to have that, you know, for a person who can't remember anything or recognize anyone and they've got the Alzheimer's or dementia, the first thing you'd want to do is make sure they're hydrated. I mean, that's not the only thing you need to do. But so the silica is really for anything that needs flexibility, for flexibility in the eyes, in the skin, the muscles, for strength and flexibility in the ligaments. And in the connective tissue at the knees and the hips and everywhere that you've got connective tissue. Now, Cell Power is wonderful for helping the body be able to oxygenate the blood better. You know, no matter what we've done to allow the oxygen levels to drop in our body, we've got to assist the body to get those back up to its normal area. So with the electricity that you get in the water that you're drinking from the cell power, and the name cell power is because it powers up the cell membranes and brings it up to an energy level that it's supposed to be. But with that, if your body is low in oxygen, it has the ability to split water molecules so that you get free hydrogen for your immune system and free oxygen that combines together into O2 breathable oxygen. It helps with pH balance. So, that's kind of a big question. I feel like I'm going on and on, but you were asking, what's the difference between supercilica and cell power? And, cell power is mainly five things. It helps nourish the immune system because of the free hydrogen that it allows the body to create with that electricity. It helps with the oxygenation because of the free oxygen. And then if you are dehydrated to the point where, dangerous, then your body, instead of splitting water molecules to raise the oxygen in the blood, it will actually take free hydrogen and free oxygen in the body and combine that together in a process of molecular fusion. Your body's doing this, and it can create water, H2O, not enough that you stop drinking water, but it will at least create it to help you function that day, get home from your job or from wherever you're out. If dehydration reaches a certain level, a person just collapses, and sometimes they don't even make it to the hospital. So
let me say this right quick. We got a lot to cover today, so don't go anywhere, folks. What Bert's going to say is going to be real important. All right, Bert, I know that another real important thing that the cell power does, and I've never found anything that is as efficient or as effective as it is cell power and pH balancing. Tell our listening audience how important that is and how it does.
Yeah, that's... I would say that's the greatest results that a person can see is when you get the pH, meaning the acidity and the alkalinity in the clear fluids of your body, balanced. Okay, you just need to be slightly alkaline in the clear fluids of your body because all of your vital organs and muscles are going to be in the acid range. So to balance out the whole body, it needs to be slightly alkaline. And what helps you get there the fastest of any product that I've used as a clinical nutritionist, I've worked with over 5,000 doctors, patients, and nutritional clients that have been referred to me. And what helps a person get balanced the most quickly and without forcing the body to do anything is the cell power drops in your drinking water. So when a person's doing six servings a day, so that means, if you're having that 8 ounces of water every hour on the hour, so for the first 12 hours that you're awake, if you put 2 drops in each cup or 8 ounces of water, 2 drops of that gets you the 6 servings for the day. And if you do that 7 days a week to get pH balanced, it only takes 4 to 10 weeks, even if it's something that's been out of balance for decades. So it helps you get there. Once your pH balanced, then the body is able to start healing from things that were considered just chronic imbalances or chronic illnesses. So it's the pH balance that allows your body to do what it was created to do, which is to heal itself.
Well, give us some examples of those chronic disorders.
Well, I've had a number of people that have gotten pH balanced, I would say in the hundreds of people that I've worked with, that once they got pH balanced, they no longer had any symptoms of diabetes. I mean, their doctor was kind of shocked. He goes, oh my goodness, your glucose is in the right range. And a few other tests, he would say, well, it seems like it stays in the right range. So that means type 2 diabetes, type 1, all these things are able to clear up symptom-wise from being pH balanced. So I've had people that have been on with type 1 diabetes where they have to do insulin shots. They've been on 3 or 4 insulin shots every day for 25, 30 years. And, they just said that's going to be the rest of your life. That's just where you're going to be at. And once they became pH balanced and got into that slightly alkaline range of 7.1 to 7.5, it was something they would just test once a week, first thing in the morning. Once they're in that range, they found out within 2 or 3 weeks with the the approval of their doctor, they went from 4 insulin shots a day down to 2. Another 2 or 3 months, they were down to 1, and before 7 months was there, they didn't have to take any more insulin shots.
That's incredible.
When I do seminars, I always ask people, well, where are they getting the insulin from if they're not doing shots anymore?
Right.
And occasionally, somebody will say, well, I guess from their pancreas. And I said, yeah. And people say, oh, your pancreas isn't functioning. Well, it just can't function in a acid state. If it's a severely acid state, it doesn't function properly. Once you're balanced, then week after week, healing occurs, and pretty soon you've got normal insulin production and delivery by your own body.
Wow.
So that's just one of the things. But 90% of all disease that's ever been given a name, so out of some 17,000 different illnesses and diseases, 90% of those will get better. The body can heal those conditions if you're pH balanced. So, I've had people that were having problems with their bladder or kidneys or whatever. It's all those things can clear up. You just have to be patient, and testing your pH more than once a week doesn't make it go faster. for some reason, it's kind of like, well, only testing once a week. What if I test my pH every single morning, then it won't take 4 to 10 weeks to get pH balance. And no, it actually makes it slow down. It'll take longer if you aren't patient.
Right.
I know that's one of the reasons we're here on Earth. One of the things we're supposed to accomplish in our Earth life is to learn some patience, and it's tough. I'm not standing here preaching like I don't have impatience, but I learned to do deep breathing. I've learned to say, hey, it's not going to go any faster. Wait, what do they say? Don't look at the
watch pot never boils.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. But you just do a good solid program. That's why I like it. If a person can drink one cup of water, purified or distilled water, every hour on the hour, and they've done that and say, oh wow, I did a whole 7 days in a row. Wow, this is good. They'll start to feel so much better. They're like, oh, I can't believe it. Even my vision's improving. All these things that will happen just from having constant hydration. But if you're able to do that, you can do almost anything.
There you go.
And so a person can get, they can just get healthy. I mean, right now, I know a lot of people, they're saying, the thing I'm doing in my life is not just trying to clear up one or two things that are bothering me, that are imbalances. They just, because I just want to optimize my health.
Yeah, I've got about 15 seconds left, Bert. So one of the things I would stress to people is, like I said, it's like eating an elephant. You don't eat the whole elephant at one sitting. Don't try to get over this real quick. Just a little along, like you said, 8 ounces of water on the hour, every hour while you're awake, and with those cell power drops in, and change your life. We'll cover more about the silica and the disorders it works for next time. Bert, thank you for coming on with me.
Thank you. It's an honor.
And we will do it again in a couple of weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for listening to today's Health Update. Until next time, may God bless all of us with abundant health. And remember, this year, let's magnify the Lord.
Now you know why today's Health Update is called the fastest 30 minutes on the radio. Making the right decisions becomes so much easier when you know the truth. If you would like to know more about products, call 256-757-0660. Visit Herbs & More in Athens or NHC Herb Shop in Killen, or visit our website at www.nhcherbs.com. If you would like to hear a show again or share it with someone, go to Herbs & More Athens Facebook page and scroll down to Roy's picture. The shows are uploaded daily. Or go to Podbean on your computer or phone and type NHC19. That's NHC19 in the search bar and scroll down to find the title you wish to listen to. This is Andy Black. Thank you again for listening to today's Health Update.